Merhabalar, ben Sercan. Today, I'm going to talk about the buffer letters in Turkish. In Turkish, when you have a word that ends with a vowel and you want to add a suffix that begins with a vowel, you need to add a consonant in between to keep the vowels apart and separate the suffixes. We use three buffer letters in Turkish, and these are ne, ye, and se. And there are rules for use of each of them. Before we take a look at these in detail, I would like to mention, in the following examples, we are going to focus on the buffer letter topic. Therefore, I will not explain the vowel harmony and consonant mutation here in this video, since we have already covered those. If you want to check them out first, please use the links in the description. Let's start with the buffer letter se. This buffer letter is used with the third person suffix ı, i, u, and ü, meaning his, her, or its. Let's take a look at this example. Kalem means pen in Turkish. When we want to say his or her pen, we say onun kalemi, onun kalemi. As you see, since the word kalem ends with a consonant, there is no need for a buffer letter. Now, let's take a look at this word, araba, araba, and this means car. When we want to say his or her car, in this case, we say onun arabası, onun arabası. We can also say only arabası, arabası, and this is enough to mean his or her car. As you see, the buffer letter se comes in between a and ı. Maybe for those of you who are curious, I can also show how to say my car and your car. For my car, we can say arabam, arabam, or benim arabam, benim arabam. And for your car, we say araban, araban, or senin araban, senin araban. Now, let's get back to the topic. Here is another word, kedi, kedi, and this means cat. When we want to say his or her cat, we say onun kedisi, onun kedisi. Again, as you see, the buffer letter se is in between the two e. Now, let's take a look at the buffer letter ye. In this condition, we have a word that ends with a vowel and it does not have any suffix at all. And we want to add accusative suffix, that is to say, direct object suffixes ı, i, u, ü, depending on the vowel harmony. In this case, we need this buffer letter in between. Now, let's take a look at some examples. Here is our first word, kedi, kedi. We have just learned what it means. It means cat. If you want to say, I saw the cat, then we say, kediyi gördüm, kediyi gördüm. As you see, the buffer letter ye comes in between the two e. Here is another word, umbrella, and it means şemsiye, şemsiye. If we want to say, I took the umbrella, then we say, şemsiyeyi aldım, şemsiyeyi aldım. As you see, the buffer letter ye comes in between e and e. Here is another similar condition to use the buffer letter ye. In this one, we have again a word that ends with a vowel and it does not have any suffixes at all. We want to add a dative suffix, that is to say motion towards condition suffixes a or a, depending on the vowel harmony. And in this case, once again, we need this buffer letter in between. Now, let's take a look at these examples. Or words again, kedi. Kedi. Now we know what it means. If you want to say, I looked at the cat, we say, kediye baktım. Kediye baktım. As you see, similarly, we use the buffer letter in between. Another word, banka. Banka, which means bank. If you want to say, I'm going to the bank, and we say, bankaya gidiyorum. Bankaya gidiyorum. As you see, again, similarly, we need the buffer letter in between. So far, we have seen the conditions where the buffer letter is necessary between the plain unsuffixed word and the first suffix. Now, we are going to see the buffer letter conditions for already suffixed words. And in this case, the buffer letter ne is used. Here is the first condition. We have a suffixed word which ends with a vowel, and we want to add an accusative suffix, that is to say, a direct object condition suffixes, ı, i, u, or ü, depending on the vowel harmony. And in this case, we need this buffer letter in between. Here are some examples. Araba means car. Arabası means his or her car. We have already seen this before. If we want to say he or she is driving his or her car, then we say o arabasını sürüyor. O arabasını sürüyor. As you see, in such conditions, we do not use the buffer letter ye, but we use the buffer letter ne. Now, let's take a look at the second condition. In this one, we have a suffixed word which ends with a vowel, and we want to add a dative suffix, that is to say, a motion towards condition suffixes e or a, depending on the vowel harmony. And in this case, we need this buffer letter. Here are some examples. Anne means mother. Anne. Anneleri means their mother, and it's already suffixed. If we want to say they gave flowers to their mother, we say annelerine çiçek verdiler. Annelerine çiçek verdiler. Another one. Oda means room. Oda. Odası means his or her room. If you want to say he or she went to his or her room, then we say o odasına gitti. O odasına gitti. Should I remind once again? If we want to say he or she went to the room, then we say o odaya gitti. O odaya gitti. And we use the buffer letter ye in this case. The difference is, once again, the buffer letter ne is used for already suffixed words, while the buffer letter ye is used for non-suffixed words. There's another condition where we use ne as a buffer letter. We have a word, suffixed or unsuffixed, which ends again with a vowel, and we want to add a possessive suffix, such as ın, in, or un, depending on the vowel harmony. And in this case, we need this buffer letter. Let's take a look at these examples. Kedi means cat, as you know. Göz means eye. Göz. If we want to say eye of the cat, then we say kedinin gözü. Kedinin gözü. As you see here, in is the possessive suffix and ne is the buffer letter. Another example. Mutfak means kitchen. Mutfak. Onun mutfağı means his or her kitchen. Onun mutfağı. Kapı means door. Kapı. If we want to say the door of his or her kitchen, then we say onun mutfağının kapısı. Onun mutfağının kapısı. As you see here, ın and un are the possessive suffixes and ne is the buffer letter. Actually, in this example, you may have already realized that se is also a buffer letter, which we have covered at the beginning of this video. Other than these, there are actually more conditions where we use buffer letters. But this is going to be a part of another video as we advance into Turkish grammar slowly, slowly. I know that you might be feeling there is a lot to learn. And yes, there is a lot to learn. However, as you get familiar with Turkish and the sounds of the words, you will automatically feel which buffer letter should be used. It will become very natural to you. At the end, all of these rules are just to make pronunciations easier. Please let me know about your questions in the comment section. Thanks again for your time. See you in the next video.